pop music is having a moment on Broadway. It's more than just the hip-hop musical Hamilton, which, of course, has been a huge hit. Two new shows with original scores by pop stars Duncan Sheik and Sarah Bareilles opened this month. And with Broadway struggling to attract new audiences, there are high hopes for these shows. Jeff London reports.
Lin-Manuel Miranda, the author and star of Hamilton, says a few generations ago, people listened to covers of Broadway tunes on the radio.
Musical theater in the 40s and 50s was the popular music. It was jazz. You would go hear a Cole Porter song on the radio, and then you'd go spend $10 to buy a ticket, hear that song on Broadway that night.
Strange dear, but true dear.
Billboard's Keith Caulfield says it wasn't just covers. People listened to cast albums, too. My Fair Lady, The Sound of Music, and Hello, Dolly actually topped the Billboard charts in the 1950s and 60s.
It was a normal occurrence to see musical shows on the charts. They, you know, ranked alongside Elvis Presley and Frank Sinatra back in the day.
But that day has long passed. Except for musical theater fans, show tunes haven't necessarily been on most people's playlists. Then, the cast album of Hamilton came out.
The album debuted at number 12 on the Billboard 200 Albums chart. That was the highest debut for a cast album since 1961. So that already tells you something. And since then, it has sold more than 300,000 copies in the United States.
And it hit number 1 on the rap charts. Now, just for comparison, Beyoncé could probably sell 300,000 copies in a week. But Hamilton's numbers are still huge. So producers are hoping that a new crop of shows can use pop to bring in Broadway audiences. Duncan Sheik became a pop star with the hit song Barely Breathing in 1996. He's written the score for a stage adaptation of the novel American Psycho. Sheik thinks pop music is a good thing for Broadway.
What it does is it just broadens the audience hugely, and it brings younger people into the theater, which is vitally important. And it's how the medium will stay alive and thrive.
The streets are humming, I can feel what's coming. I say, uh-oh, uh-oh, uh-oh.
Sheik says the book and the movie both have their rabid fans, who are not your usual Broadway crowd. The story is about a Wall Street one percenter and his status-obsessed friends, and there's a lot of blood. Sheik admits he thought it was an odd idea for a musical, until he reread the book and was inspired by its satire and its 1980s setting.
And I also saw the possibility of doing a piece of musical theater where the score was completely electronic and where the band in the pit, so to speak, could be, you know, like Kraftwerk or Depeche Mode.
Chanel, Gautier, or Giorgio Armani, Moschino, Alaya, or Norma Kamali.
On a completely different end of the pop music spectrum is Sarah Bareilles.
I'm not gonna write you a love song.
Fans of her singer-songwriter style can get their fix on Broadway, too. Bareilles has written the score for Waitress, which is based on an indie film set in a southern diner. She says, in a way, writing for theater is what she always wanted to do.
So many people that I know in my industry are people who grew up loving musical theater. For me, for example, it wasn't an intentional left turn away from it. My career happened to go down another road. And now that this opportunity has arrived, it's like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited to be back in the theater.
She's imperfect, but she tries. She is good, but she lies. She is hard on herself. She is broken and won't ask for help.
And Bareilles notes that her loyal fan base is packing the theater every night.
That has been really satisfying for me to get feedback online or through, you know, my fan community of people who have never been to the theater before. And they're coming, yes, some of them just as fans of mine, but also curious about this new project. It's sort of outside the box for me, and they are being introduced to a whole new medium.
It's a bad idea, me and you. It's a bad idea, me and you.
Having pop stars write for Broadway is not a bad idea, says Billboard's Keith Caulfield. But he cautions, for every hit, there are several flops.
You know, it's always a dicey proposition when you have a pop star come to Broadway. It's not always necessarily going to work. And so just because we're in this moment right now where Hamilton is doing gangbusters on Broadway does not necessarily mean that any other show that kind of has a pop feel is going to be a huge success as well.
But even against tough odds, more pop stars with Broadway shows are waiting in the wings, like Sheryl Crow, who's written a new musical based on the film Diner. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.